Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Mr. Mark D'Arcy, the president and CEO of FinCAD, a derivatives risk management software and pricing solution. And Mr. D'Arcy, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks very much for having me.
And you're most welcome, and thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, after the GameStop run-up, there seems to be a realization that social media and easy access to the marketplace can create risk for the retail investor and some level of havoc for the marketplace. What are your thoughts on creating safeguards, if any, for this sort of emotional-based investing? Let's start there.
Yeah, no, it's a good question. Well, I think investing often involves some component of emotion or principles, as investors sort of place their money in things that they believe in or value, so, such as, you know, carbon footprints, diversity on boards, and other important topics. But I think what you're really asking is whether or not there should be guardrails for retail investors who may be reading Reddit or other social media channels and decide they want to be a part of the excitement around these meme stocks or names. And I think the answer, in my view, is that there should be some element of guardrails, in large part to avoid some severe bad outcomes that are unintended.
Yeah, certainly appreciate your input and feedback there to lead things off. Now, derivatives have been compared to a sort of second layer of investment activity. For our general business audience, can you provide an overview of the derivatives marketplace and how it impacts the economy? I'm sure that information would be tremendous for the listener.
Sure. So, simply put, derivatives are essentially financial instruments that transfer risks from one party to another. And sort of implied in the name derivative, they derive their value from something else. And often the term is used underlier. So this is why investing in derivatives is referred to as a second layer investing. And because the underlier can be almost anything, derivatives can get complex very quickly. But in simplest form, and for illustrative purposes, a stock option is essentially a derivative whose underlier is a stock. And so the derivative market itself can largely be broken into three basic buckets. There's what they call listed derivatives, and essentially this is standardized derivatives that are bought and sold on an exchange. And the second category is what they call over-the-counter or OTC derivatives. And essentially what they are customized, tailored, and privately negotiated between two parties. And then lastly, there's a third piece of the derivative market, which they call cleared OTC derivatives. And essentially it's very similar to the OTC derivatives I mentioned, but instead, in this case, they're booked through a central clearing party. And so what that does is it has benefits in reducing direct counterparty risk, credit risk, for those that are involved. And so, as you might imagine, the derivatives market is huge. It's enormous. And at the same time, it serves an important place in our economy. Derivatives are often commonly used to mitigate risk. But equally, on the opposite side, people use derivatives to invest in risk. And so if you're an airline, for example, the price of fuel for your aircraft is a critical component to your company's profitability. And so one might use a derivative to reduce the risk of fuel prices increasing sharply. So you could buy a derivative that would allow you to purchase fuel at a given price in the future. And what this does is it enables them to have greater certainty around their business, their profitability, and their earnings. And so it gives them some stability and certainty around that. Certainly, if you're a retail investor and you have conviction about, let's just say, a mean stock or a particular stock, and you're not sure if it's a move, So instead of buying the stock outright, what you could do is buy what is called a call option, which is a derivative. Essentially, that gives you the right to expose yourself to the up and down movements of that stock without owning it. And so through helping investors take risk where they want to, equally to hedge or avert risk in that regard. And so derivatives are useful, they're valuable, and as I said, play an important role in the marketplace. I would offer that, sort of like a carpenter uses a drill or an electric, they are tools to create beautiful and valuable things, but equally, if not properly used, can cause unintended harm.
Well, certainly appreciate your point of view and the information shared and your input there today. We're speaking with Mr. Mark D'Arcy. He is the president and CEO of FinCAD, a derivatives risk management software and pricing solution here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on in a broad sense, could you share your thoughts on creating regulatory guardrails, if you will, for the investment marketplace and why such oversight is necessary rather than stifling?
Yeah, I think we're in a unique time, Eric, and what I mean by that in particular is we're entering an era where through competition and technology, we're enabling more people to participate in retail investing than ever before. So my sense is that we should be thoughtful to be put in place safeguards to prevent individuals from severe financial harm and getting involved in financial harm unknowingly. So many of those exist today, but I think it's worth the industry as a whole revisiting those in the context of the area that we're in. And what I mean by that is that many years ago, the inefficiencies with retail investing, brokerage fees and the forms and the paperwork, those things were cumbersome and to some degree barriers of entry for investors to be able to participate. But equally to what they also acted as in some regards is guardrails. And I think today we're in an environment where one can open a brokerage account in minutes, fund it with your Apple card, and be up and running in no time. So I do think we need to revisit how we put guardrails in place so that investors do not inadvertently get themselves either leveraged beyond their means. And what I mean by that is possibly trading on margin and then using options, which have a margining component to them on meme stocks, and possibly unknowingly, because it's so easy and simple and technology and so many thoughtful people have put together an interface that makes it just simple to invest, they get themselves into some downside risk that they may not understand or appreciate.
Yeah, thanks for the thorough coverage on that. Now, another question for you. Do you feel that this uptick in retail consumer activity, that is in terms of meme investing such as GameStop, et cetera, has a silver lining for the consumer and the marketplace? Why or why not?
Yeah, no. Okay, meme investing is not necessarily a new concept. And I think what is new, though, is this frictionless ability to invest and the speed with which information is disseminated across vast audiences. Today there are no brokerage fees, so one can trade, buy and sell without too much concern of the costs associated with doing that. Whereas before there were fees associated with that, and so one had to be pretty thoughtful in whether or not they were going to trade and how much that would cost. And I think also too, nowadays we can do anything and everything on our mobile phone and from anywhere and anytime. So as a result, I think that it's been a positive influence on the market as a whole in enabling people to invest, whereas before possibly they didn't feel comfortable doing or it was more too complex. And I think on the dissemination of information, obviously social media, much quicker and wider than what may have been commonly appreciated with regards to magazines or newspapers. And so all of those things, I think, are positive in the marketplace, because largely what they do is contribute to greater liquidity and efficiency of the capital markets. And so more activity, more people involved is a good thing. And I think fintech has made the experience simple, easy, and enabled, empowered many new people to invest and build wealth for themselves and their families. Whereas before, as I said, maybe it was a little too complicated, maybe even too costly. And so as a result of that, they chose not to. So I think it's positive. And so that's what I would say with regards to the silver lining and some of the things that we're seeing in the marketplace today.
Mr. D'Arcy, certainly appreciate your time spent with us here today on behalf of FinCat, a derivatives risk management software and pricing solution. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else that you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
No, I think thematically, Eric, what we talked about today with regards to the change is in retail investing and making it more accessible and easier so that individuals can participate and generate wealth is a positive thing. And that's a theme that we have at FinCat equally too. Derivatives can be complex and challenging. And so our mission is to make risk management and valuation of derivatives simple and easy so that investors can use these tools in an effective way and achieve their financial goals.
Listeners, for more information on FinCat, simply visit fincat.com. Mr. D'Arcy, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, pleasure to be with you, and thank you.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Mark D'Arcy, the president and CEO of FinCat, a derivatives risk management software and pricing solution. And again, for the details, visit fincat.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.